Couple more verses from Luke chapter 2 to ponder. Verse 9, and then 13 and 14. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. In verses 13 and 14, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude from the heavenly army, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward mankind. I don't know how prevalent this is, but it seems one of the rages nowadays is to have a reveal party ahead of the actual birth of the child, to reveal the gender of the child, and maybe even the name that we're going to give to the child. And I don't know, I'm not really hepped up about that. After all, then when the child time does come, then what's the big deal? I mean, we already know everything about the child except what it looks like, and so, you know, it's not really that big of a deal anymore. I guess the deed is done, and here's the child, and, well, whoop-de-doo. This child was unique in the fact that it was angels who announced the birth, an angel from God himself. And stop and think about that. It's no wonder the shepherds were terrified. Because this was from, you know, the message from God himself, an angel from the throne room of God, the glory of the Lord shining forth in the middle of the night, and then an army worth of angels. It's no wonder that, you know, they were terrified. But of course, the message is the thing that calmed them down, gave them direction as to what they were to do and how they were to think about this. But all of this action to reveal the event that took place in Bethlehem, so that there would be no mistaking whatsoever what was going on. This was not a dream. It wasn't some kind of a hallucination. It wasn't just their imagination going wild out there in the hill country. God himself was going into action. And he was present with the most important announcement ever. All eyes and ears were to be alert to this great event that was taking place. And the multitude of the heavenly army, I like how the EHV says that, a multitude of the heavenly army. How big is a multitude? I don't know. It must have been huge. It was certainly enough to grab everyone's attention. And what are they doing? We're told they're praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The angels were praising God. Why would angels praise God for a human child? Happens all the time. Over 400,000 times a minute in the world. That's no big deal, right? This child is like no other. Because this child is the very Son of God, and certainly that gave them reason to praise God, but they weren't going to get any benefit out of this. The angels weren't the one ones who needed a Savior. We are. But remember what Jesus told the disciples too? There is more rejoicing among the angels in heaven when one sinner repents. These angels were praising God and rejoicing also in the fact that God was going into action to bring about peace and goodwill for us. Shouldn't we do the same? That's something to ponder also today, and to praise God for, and to proclaim to others as the shepherds did. Let's do that with our next hymn, number 61. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.